The Mind Aware 536.
How would you like an easy way to reinforce your mantras? If so, then why not make your password your mantra? Get Dana's list of 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantra password. This is a list of 100 secure mantra passwords in the categories of wealth, love, travel, and fitness. Get 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantra password. Imagine how many times a day you type your password. What better way to reinforce your mantra? Get your free list of 100 mantra passwords at danawild.com/mantra password.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you're clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hey, hey, hello, hello, Dana Wild, and welcome to the show. So, I had a little interesting experience recently, and I have to say that I was kind of shocked that this thing even still exists. I thought this went out in, like, the 80s, but apparently not. So, here's what happened. I signed up for a course, and it's one of these work along with a mentor course, and it wasn't a ton of money, but it was, you know, a good enough price that I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this. And it was a program where you work with the mentor for 4 weeks. So I signed up and I got in the course, and the first course was day was going to start and the buildup was happening. And we got an email from the mentor, the leader. It was a pretty fairly big name. So I'm trying to like work around this so you maybe don't recognize who it is. And the email said, just so you know, we have a policy to guarantee your success, and our policy to guarantee your success is that if you don't do the homework that's given on every call, you'll be fined $100. And if you don't do it twice, we'll pull you from the course, and we don't have any refund. And furthermore, like, it's enough. It's like, how many lists of bad consequences can I give you? And furthermore, we're going to call you out in front of all your peoples that are in your group with you. Now, I was just like, wow, this is unreal. First of all, you know, they got my credit card, so I'm thinking like, can they do that? Well, they probably could do that. You know, I'm like, okay, that seems like not right. And then second of all, I felt that big old shame-based marketing that was all about like, we're going to shame you in front of your whole group. So, couple of notes here that I think are important to mention. Did I cancel the class? No, I didn't cancel the class. I know I'm going to do it. I'm an achiever. The fines or the threats or none of that really phases me or bothers me because I'm going to do it. Of course I'm going to do it. That's why I signed up. So it's like felt kind of silly to me. Like, you don't have to bully me into doing your course because I'm going to do your course anyway because that's who I am. I'm somebody who does what I say I'm going to do, and I'm interested in this. I'm excited to get it done. Now, will I sign up for another course with these people? Oh, hell no, right? Because I don't want to associate or be motivated by people who see me that way. And I have to say, like, the whole thing really shocked me because, like I said, first of all, I didn't even know if it was legal to do that. And second of all, I was thinking like, wow, that's a big old feel bad on how you see me or how you think I'm capable or successful. Now, just to not be a total meanie and see the other person's side, I know this mentor did it because their shtick or the thing they say about it is we do this because we want to make sure you're successful and we have a really high success rate. And we think it's because of this and kept using the verbiage like I have high expectations for your success. And I thought, well, probably you really don't have high expectations for my success, because if you did, you wouldn't feel like you needed to threaten us, right? And also kept using verbiage like, I don't want to fine people or kick people out, but yet every time I have to fine or kick people out. So I thought, wow, this was such an awakening with the real world. And I don't know you, but maybe you experienced this yourself as a brain trainer. Sometimes we can get in these little bubbles where we think the whole world is like us. And I was just shocked. Okay, this is a good wake-up call, and this is a reminder of who we are. And so I want to lay out a few reasons why I think this kind of shame-based marketing should go away. And I know it's a challenge sometimes as a marketer, because we've talked in past episodes, and you can look those up, about how you need to meet the client where they are. You need to be able to talk about the fear they're experiencing or the pain they're experiencing, you know, because that's what their reticular activating system is looking for. So I get that. You know, I get that there's a way to do that. And if you want to search for the podcast on Feel Good Marketing on our website at danawild.com, you can see we've got a two-part series on how to do that in a better way. But this was not that, because I had already signed up. I was already in. They already had my money. I was already committed to going. And so here's the reason why this is so dangerous, and here's how the takeaways we can take from it. In all of your marketing, along all of the steps you are taking, the customer is taking in the sales process with you, think about, so step one is, think about who you're attracting with the verbiage and with the way you call out and the way you talk about things. Think about who are you attracting. So I had somebody recently who I was looking at their sales page, and they were talking about overwhelm and stress and chaos, and they had used the word anxiety. And some people are very good experts or mentors for dealing with people who suffer from anxiety. But in her particular case, I didn't think she necessarily wanted that. And I said, you know, if you put on that page, are you anxious? Are you suffering from anxiety? You're going to get a bunch of people in your sandbox that feel that way. So before you even write your sales pages or your websites or your copy or your emails or get on a live stream or do a speech, think about, who do you want to attract? Who do you want to attract to your sandbox? Okay, step two, after you've thought about it, speak about it often. So speak about it with the expectation that you know who they are. So in my case, some of the verbiage that we use is, we talk about, are you taking action? And no matter how much action you take, you can't seem to get to the next level. So I tend to attract action takers, but they've got a mindset issue. Like, they can't figure out what the problem is, because nobody teaches us this stuff, right? When I'm speaking to people who are in my tribe, I'm telling them, I have a high expectation for your success. I have a high expectation for your success, but I'm telling them that without the follow-up threat, I'm going to penalize you if you're not. Like, I know they'll be successful. I attract achievers. I attract achievers, and I want to say I'm lucky that way, but I'm not lucky. I'm thoughtful that way. I speak about being achievers. I speak about my people already being celebrities, already being stars. If you are listening to this, you are above average. I'm telling you that right now, straight out, because you think differently than the rest of the population. How do I know? Because you're interested in brain training. The rest of the population is walking around out there, banging around, plugging away, unconsciously living on automatic pilot. But you are interested in personal development. I know that about you. I also know you're interested in taking action. You have passion. You have desire. You have a mission, right? So think about who you're attracting, planned out, and can speak to them about who you think they are, who you think they are always, continually. Speak of them with the highest regard. And then three, train your own brain. So step three is, you've got to keep reminding yourself and training your own brain that that's who you attract. So it's easy sometimes to get veered off or listen to the peanut gallery or look at one person in your tribe who's complaining and go like, oh my gosh, that's everybody. And so it's up to you to hold the vision and train your own brain. Because when you attract the people that you want to play with, not only does your business get a lot of fun and your day-to-day tasks are a lot of fun and life is more enjoyable, you also make more money because you can speak more clearly to them about who they are, and you create an environment and a vibe or an energy of people in your sandbox that are thinking and feeling the same way. So this shame-based marketing, it just has to go. It's a big old feel bad. And I guess it was meant to be for me to end up in that sandbox because it gave me the opportunity for me to talk to you and say, one, think, who do you want to attract? Two, speak it. And three, train your own brain. This is the ticket. We know this. And if you're hearing this, you are on the cutting edge of this. And we're banging around together figuring it out. We're figuring it out. You know, most of the marketing out there doesn't get the power of happiness. They don't get that happiness is practical. They don't get that feeling good is practical. Most of the marketing out there, they don't understand the reticular activating system. They don't know what you know. And I certainly don't have it all mastered, but I'm aware of it and I know you are too. And so let's do this together. Let's bang around. Let's figure it out. Let's create environments for our people that are feel good environments. Let's help people to understand that when you feel good, you get better results. Let's create environments and communities where people want to stick around because it feels good to be a part of them and because they're having fun and they're feeling successful and they're feeling like achievers, right? So you and I together, we are going to forge this new world, this new way of thinking and marketing will never be the same again. All right, and I'll see you next time on The Mind Aware. Bye, everybody.
You name it, you claim it, and suddenly,
I don't really deserve this much air. So I'm going to hold my breath so that other people can have more air.
You know what a badass your inner critic is, right?
I say stop being a wussy and just do it.
I'm going to breathe a bunch of air today and save it up because I may need some more air at a later date.
Emotions, any emotion, energy in motion, they need to move.